G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 8, Queen's Birthday weekend. John Barker, Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall joining you. Well, we reached the climax of the Queensland Carnival, Daniel, and as a Queenslander you'd be pretty cock-a-hoop after the State of Origin this week.
Terrific result. We looked a bit ominous there at half-time, but I knew we were playing well enough to get the result. Yeah, we... terrific second half, and yeah, you're right, it was a good win. But now onto the racing in Queensland, and by gee, they've served up a pretty good platter. Terrific betting day, and yeah, group 3 group 1s, it's the best day on the Queensland Carnival in a racing sense, and I can't wait to get stuck into it.
3 group 1s and a very intriguing Brisbane Cup is your quaddy legs, Joel. Any of those that we can skinny up, do you reckon?
Probably the first leg, I reckon. There's a bit of a tail to that race, but yeah, it's a tough day. You're going to get value. I think you're going to need a couple of winners. There might be a couple of shorties earlier in the card, but yeah, it is a good punting day, I think.
All right, well, speaking of value, let's get some, although we might not get any in the first race of the day because we're going to take you right through the... right through the card. It's all black type, and there is a fairly short price one. Do we build a bank here, Daniel? It's the Kieran Daybreak Lover, the 3-year-old sprint over 1,200 metres listed.
Yeah, Plaguestone's on top. I don't think I can dive in, though, at the short price. Might be happy to just play some exotics in the first, but yeah, on top, Plaguestone. Ridden quite a last start. Didn't matter, though. Still too good for them when it mattered. Does look well-placed here under set weights conditions, but and look, is a deserved favourite, but... I think Hummer Hummer can run a big race too. Got a long way back in a stakes race in Morville last start. Hit the line strong there without really being a threat to the winner. Was up on the speed. Her form throughout the prep has a ride in this. I think Signal Fox for the Snowden Yard can run well also. Plaguestone on top, but I won't be diving in at the $2.10 quote. 1, 6, 3, 10, race one.
I went 3, Signor Fox, just in front of 1, Plaguestone. 4, Host Win Supreme, has some wraps on it, and 7, Ready to Profit.
Race 2 at Eagle Farm on Saturday is the Pages Event Hire Dane Ripper Stakes, 1,400 for the fillies and mares at Group 2 level. Market suggests, Daniel, there's 3 main chances. We've got 3 under $5, rest in double figures.
Yeah, with one probably away from those main chances in Noir, I thought... She represented a good each-way price in this. She's running some pretty tidy races of late and run well. She handles all conditions. I think she's worth a bet each way on a day with a few each-way chances. I've got Prop Response in next, same sort of deal with her. She's been running Group 1 company only and not being disgraced. She'll appreciate back to this grade. The 6, Conti Patiro, a very good Australian debut, winning at Scone and Outback Barbie in the game also. 3, 1, 6, 8, race 2.
Not much more to add. Exact same numbers for me. 3, 1, 6, 8. So Noir might be a good each-way play for the listeners.
All right, speaking of each-way plays, you've got another one in double figures here, Daniel, in race 3, the Radio Tab, the Wayne Wilson, 1,600 metre listed handicap. You're going down to one of the bottom weights.
I am. A couple of Waller horses are pretty keen on electing to run in Sydney. Another dollar and star of the seas I speak of. I'm with Savakul. I think... got a touch of class about her. Second up and Love 1600, so they're both ticks. And she'll enjoy the expanse of Eagle Farm. So Savakul on top, the 16. Order again in next, racing well this prep. Too good in the Group 3 last start. Bit of luck from the sticky gate required. Duke of Valentinois and Nicanova horse due a change of luck. 16, 2, 3, 6.
Similar numbers, on with 6, Nicanova though. Have to give him another chance after last week. Got just too far back. But he worked to the line well and he had no luck first up. I think the mile's ideal now. From 16, Savakul, 3, Duke of Valentinois, and 2, Order Again.
Race 4 at Eagle Farm on Saturday is the Jim Beam Black Hinkler Handicap. 1,200 metre handicap, as the name suggests, and 18 to face the starter. Can you find the winner here, Daniel?
Well, it'll be tricky because we're not too sure. Joel might be able to shed some light on it, whether Deprive runs here.
I haven't seen it officially. I think they were talking yesterday that it was going to stay in Sydney, but haven't seen anything official yet.
Yeah, look, Deprive's definitely in the game for sure if he runs here, but in Sydney he'll be hard to beat also. I'm with one on top here in Callista, well known to obviously running quite often in Brisbane the last few starts. Over race in front last start, but suck on well. Only being by a pretty good one in Savatiano. Back to 1,200 metres where she does her her best damage, and back into a listed race well. She's well weighted. So on top, Deprive must be added if he's here. Noble Boy, toughest test to date, no doubt, but appears up to it. And Victor M, I thought, was pretty good last start despite covering ground in the Group 1 Kingsford Smith. Numbers in race 4, 2, 11, 10, and 4.
I think you're going for the 3 there.
I have, sorry, 3. You're right, 3, 11, 10, 4. My mistake.
Just a watch race for me. There's some smart horses, maybe not a lot of value. I went 11, Deprive, 10, Noble Boy, 4, Victorum, and 3, Callista.
Race 5 at Eagle Farm, Ascot Green, Queensland, Guineas, 1,600 for the 3-year-olds at level weights and or set weights, and it is a Group 2, Daniel.
Yeah, nothing if not loyal. I'm sticking with Bahuda Kawa, back to 1,600 metres, a big plus. She had her only win early in the preparation in the Kembla Grange Classic, won that quite easily over this trip. I thought Lost No Admirers at the Fred Best last start, got a long way back at the switch course on more than a couple of occasions. She was terrific there, and I think she can go a couple better here. Ring-a-ding-ing next, well placed back to Group 2. I thought Juniper was terrific first up at Flemington over a distance short of his best. The winner there, big night out, is pretty smart. And Zutori has a case, 14-1, 11-4.
Tricky race. I thought I'd stick with Leonardo da Vinci. I liked him and Crone in that Fred Best. Crone was entered for this but didn't accept. He came wide. He was sort of just made his run before the turn. All the on-paces dropped out there. He'll be better up to the mile. I think he can settle closer if he can get to sort of outside the lead. I think he can run a race at odds from 5, Colding, the hardest to beat. 15, Baccarat Baby, and 11, Juniper.
First leg of the Quaddy at Eagle Farm on Saturday, and first of the Group 1s is Race 6, Magic Millions, JJ Atkins Plate, for 2-year-olds at set weights over 1,600 metres.
I agree with Joel's earlier comments regarding the Quaddy. I think we can go pretty skinny here. I'm really looking forward to seeing Accession, the Waller runner, Blake Shin, goes on up to the 1,600 metres. Certainly racing like you'll relish it. Sort of held up for a brief moment in the size last start while that was happening. Strasbourg, who's also in this race, sort of was in full flight down the outside. I think he can turn the tables though. I think Reloaded's a chance. Wasn't too much luck last start. Prince Fawaz sort of got the better of him there. I think he can turn the tables. Be better for that run. I think those three in the Quaddy, 1, 2, and 8. I think Kubrick can run a good race as well. But yeah, 1, 2, 8, and 6 in the JJ Atkins.
Yeah, as far as skinning it down, I'll probably narrow it down to 4, which is probably, you probably want it skinnier if you're going to go real wide in those other legs. But I went 8 Reloaded to turn the tables on Prince Fawaz. Like to see them riding cold. I think you'll see a good turn of foot if they do that. 8 to beat 7. 6 Kubrick, hasn't done much wrong. Has to go 1,200 to a mile, but I think he can handle that. And 1 Accession, I think, can definitely turn the tables on Strasbourg.
Second leg of the Quaddy, second of the Group 1s. Race 7, Channel 7, Queensland Derby, 2,400 for 3-year-olds at set weights.
Thought it was pretty hard to go past Re-Edit off the quick backup. Of course, didn't get a run in the Oaks, but then stepped out the race, or the last race of the day in a Group 2 weight for age against the older horses, and she was terrific up on the speed. Gave a good kick of the straight and gave Kanedna and 60s Groove, who are both in terrific form, this prep something to chase. So a replication of that run, I think, will be quite hard to beat in this Re-Edit. The 17, Scarlet Dream in next, like that former Rand Valley, very elegant earlier in the preparation. Nobu, well found in the market, but 2 strong wins in Sydney must be included. And I think Vow and Declare can run a good race up to the trippy. Sort of raced a little wide last time, excuses could be offered. But yeah, at a big price, definitely goes in multiples, Vow and Declare. My number's in the Oaks.
In the Derby.
17, 16, 6, 10.
Nobu for me. He's really turned the corner since he's come back from New Zealand. 2 good wins in Sydney. I think he can win the Derby from 16. Scarlet Dream, Eagle Farm, 2,400 will suit her. 12, Lord Arthur, giving him another chance. There was 2 bigger wraps on him just to drop off that Grand Prix flop. And 17, Re-Edit.
And race 8 is the big one at Eagle Farm on Saturday. Third leg of the Quaddy, TAB Stradbroke Handicap over 1,400. It is worth $1.5 million.
Yeah, wide open race this. Happy to back a couple, and I think sort of a double figure odds here. And Widgie Turf and Pretty in Pink. Widgie Turf on top of Pretty in Pink, though. Didn't look out of place in the Doncaster's first go at a Group 1 Widgie Turf at the line nicely. one of the only horses really to make ground in that race against the pattern. Since being given an easy kill at Caulfield, freshened up and looks sort of able to run a good race here, would you turf. Pretty in Pink next, beat some good older horses last start, down to the 49.5 kilos is important. The Bostonian can't be ignored, two Group 1 wins in a row. I think Sprite gets a will get a chance here at Eagle Farm. The Dolphin pair, Home of the Brave, Trekking, I could go on. But would you turf on top, 4, 18, 5 and 8.
Barriers have lent me to 18, Pretty in Pink. She got the cash for us last week. She snuck into the race and she's drawn well, which she needed to. Wasn't a high pressure race last week. She dashed home with a fast last 600. There'll be more pressure here, but she probably doesn't have to settle as close either. So I'm gone with her from 17, Irithea. The only knock is barrier 18, but she's got good gate speed. I think she can negate that quite comfortably. She gets a good weight swing on the Bostonian. She was 4 weeks between runs in the Kingsford Smith, so I'm sticking with her as well. Bostonian in for third, no knock on him, but it was a peach of a ride from Michael Cahill last start. 4 Widgie Turf in for fourth, and the other one I will include in my quarter is 12 Deploy. He's a good horse. He's had injury troubles. Thought his first up run at Scone was good.
Bringing it home at Eagle Farm on Saturday, race 9 is the Lexus Brisbane Cup, 2400 metre Group 2 handicap, obviously, and a few good stories here, Daniel.
Yeah, good audition last start from 60s Groove and the PJ Shea for this. A very good getting back home, similar sort of run to what he did in the Dubin Cup the start prior. Of course, Canenda winning both those races. The Candyman just keeps raising the bar each time. Terrific story. 2400 metres. Yeah, 2400 metres. Look, they'll seem to suit into the ground. Relish a 2200 last start. Miss Admiration, I thought, was better than the sort of form guide suggests. She was sort of back and she was wide there. Ran on quite well. Third up now, 2400 metres. Those two are ticks. And our libretto hasn't had too much luck of late. Can get a chance onto Eagle Farm once again. 3, 7, 11, 13 in the last.
I went 4 Grey Lion. He's come back really in the zone this prep. 2 good wins in Sydney. 360s Groove. It was painful to watch last week. He just didn't get around the turn at all. And then he launched and ran second. He probably knocked me off now that I'm off him. 13 Our Libretto. 11 Miss Admiration. Same as Daniel. I was giving those two mares a chance last start. And their runs were okay. Wouldn't be shocked to see improvement from them.
Alrighty. Daniel's best for Eagle Farm is race 6, number 1, Accession. His value bet in the Derby, race 7, number 17, Re-Edith. Joel, what are your specials?
I went Nobu as my best in race 7, and my value was Nikanova in race 3.
Alrighty, Flemington, the venue for Melbourne Racing on Saturday. The winter heats continue en route to grand final day in July. And just a best and value from everybody here. Joel, unfortunately, I'm up against you for my best. Kings Brook, unbeaten since the blinkers went on. I thought could win again. That's race 2, number 4, my value bet. Race 6, number 3, Observational. I'm certainly not the only one to have observed that Observational ran a very similar race last Saturday to what he did in the Easter Cup, and after running the Easter Cup over the Caulfield 2000, backed up 5 days later, won Flemington 2500, and here backs up 7 days later over Flemington 2500, and the price is $9. The price last time was 21, but might come in a bit. Joel?
Yeah, I'm going up against you. Kings Brook, definitely hard to beat. I've got it for second. Miss O'Malley was a close second to her at the Valley four runs back and had to sort of swing wide, whereas Kingsbrook had a lovely ride through the middle of the field, and there's a 3.5 kilo swing. So Miss O'Malley might be able to turn the table. She had a bit of a gap between runs into Sandown last time out with 59, and she hit the line. So I think one of the two will win, but I'm with Miss O'Malley. And Eagle Ridge, my value, race 5, tough race, number 12. 3 wide, no cover. Didn't go overly tough, so probably entitled to stick on, but I thought he did a good job to run third. He might find a similar spot from that gate, but I think he's a good each way player in a tricky race.
Yeah, I just have the one bet at Flemington on Saturday. I think will come up good each way price in advancing its first go down the straight. It was terrific winning at Ballarat Synthetic Track first up. Bolted home and beat a short price favourite in German Otto, who goes okay, who bolted in the start prior. That horse jumped out really well before that first up run advancing, and look, in a race where probably fair enough to go at each way odds, not enough effort of course is won his first four starts, and a couple other nice types in the race as well. But I think advancing, race four, number nine, I can gonna run a good race in each way price.
Alrighty, up to Sydney, and we are racing at Royal Randwick, where there is one black type event, and that is race seven, the June Stakes, over 1,100 metres, Joel.
Nine Deprive, obviously we spoke about him earlier, he may go to Brisbane, may stay here, but he's on top. Sizzling Splits to win first up, it was visually impressive, backed up by the clock, and I think he can handle the little step up in grade. Three, I thought so, is a good wet tracker. He's a good horse, he just hasn't got the best winning strike rate, although he started to turn that around a bit last prep. Two, Alassio, I think, is over the odds at about double figures. She's a good mare. Seven, She Knows, had no luck last start. She goes in. If Deprive's out, Bonham Mead would slip into that fourth spot.
Yeah, similar sort of number, definitely the same Quinella anyway. Deprive on top, I thought so. In next, I think Kapanik can run a good race. Fresh goes well first up and has trialled pretty well. And a Bonham Mead in for fourth. 9, 3, 1, and 4.
And your Randwick special starting with Joel?
Ombudsman for me, race 4, number 8, already halved in price, $16 he went up, I wasn't quick enough to get that, but $8, more like it. He was a winner this class, track and distance last prep, he's just been building nicely, 3 wide the trip last start, and I thought he batted on pretty well, good draw, very winnable race, he's a good play each way. And Zorkan, my value, race 8, number 11. He's a good wet tracker, this bloke. The track, they're expecting the weather to dry up, but the track will still have a fair bit of give in it. Forgiving Hawkesbury on top of the ground. Prior to that, he got real close to Star of the Seas, who he's going to meet again on Saturday with a 6.5 kilo weight swing. Star of the Seas, the hardest to beat, obviously, but Zorkana double figures, good each way bet.
My best comes up in race 6. Firstly, the Quadio resuming Smart Edge for the Peter and Paul Snowden team. Really liked this gelding's trial, sort of settled back in the field and worked home really nicely under little under light riding there. Good fresh horse and just I think the best horse in the race. So Smart Edge, the best of the day, race 6, number 1, and the value. Another good trial that comes up in the race before race 5, number 8, I Am Queen. Won well in a Cranbourne jump out. Should be forward enough for this, and at a good each way price, happy to be with her. Race 5, 8, the value.
Racing on the Parks track at Morfordville once again this week. Again, not massive fields, but Daniel, you've got a couple of specials for us. We start off in race 3 with number 3, Spielberg.
Looks quite placed in this. Worth noting, down a run at Swan Hill over their carnival tomorrow as well. Hasn't been scratching either from either yet. So runs there, it's a chance. And if runs here, I think it'll be the best of the day. Hasn't had much luck, really, last couple in much better races. And I think well weighted here. So Spielberg, the best, race 3, number 3. And the value comes up in the last. Left-hand man, showing enough of late. Ready to win now, I think, and back in grade for this. So race 3, 3, the best. Race 8, number 8, the value. Pretty simple.
Alrighty, Belmont, once again, they are racing at in Perth. And there is a listed race. There's only 7 in it. It's a sprint, same bunch that tends to go around, that went around in the Belmont Sprint a fortnight ago. This is the Bovine Stakes, 1,000 metres. And BJ's selection is the mare, race 6, number 6, Electric Light. BJ's best, race 5, number 7, Battle Storm. His value bet, race 4, number 8, Friar Fox. Earlier in the day, Joel, they are racing at Tarapa and Trentham.
Tarapa, the best, is race 3, number 4, one for the Toronto Raptor fans, perhaps, Drake Bay. First up run was pretty good. And I think back to some sort of form, placed its first couple and showed promise. One run in the summer was not very flash, they tipped him out. He's come back, and as I said, that first up run was encouraging. My value is Harlech, race 1, number 2 in the 2-year-old race. Took on a stakes race on debut, got back from a wide gate, worked home pretty well. I thought this was pretty winnable. He trialled quite well leading into that race. And Trentham, the best is He's Rick, race 8, number 5, around the mark of late, close to a win, and looks a nice race for him. And Rock Island Line is the value, race 7, number 4, expecting improvement up to 1,400 from a better gate, and should handle the heavy ground too.
All right, well, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. And don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. It is a bumper 104-pager this week. with all the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And speaking of Friday, Saturday and Sunday, of course, one of the real highlights of the Queen's Birthday weekend is the Swan Hill Carnival. Massive fields each and every day at Swan Hill. Plenty of value to be had. Full form guides for Friday and Sunday in your winning posts. And if you're in the AFL States, you get Saturday full form for guides for Saturday as well. We've got the fields for there for that, New South Wales and Queensland also. And we've also got fields for all your Monday meetings except Victoria, which does not accept on Thursday, so we can't put that in. The big race of the weekend is the $125,000 Bet365 Swan Hill Cup, part of the Winter Championship Series. It is race 9 at Swan Hill on Sunday. Daniel, you've gone for Connery. Can you talk us through that?
I just think he's looked very good his last couple of starts. He's won impressively. He's a horse on the rise, I think. So in an open race, Connery's worth a bet in this one, I would have thought.
Yeah, marked at around about $13 in your winning post. And finally, the segment you've all been waiting for, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I don't want to blow my own trumpet. I really should be on Twitter at the moment right now saying John Barker is on fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji, because... not enough effort, and then Bam's on fire last week, and I am going to show that I'm just completely unsentimental and only interested in value for you listeners. I'm going against Not Enough Effort on Saturday. I'm going to go for Lighter, race 4, number 7 in the Tommy Hughes camp. One on debut last prep, beat none other than Bam's on fire, and then... the first up second, beating home Propel. So certainly has the form. Race 4, number 7, Lighter is my best $20 bet for the weekend. Joel, did you go with Pretty in Pink last week?
Yeah, I reckon I might have. Each way. We'll have to go back. We'll have to go back to the tape. I actually can't remember, but yeah, we'll take it. Ombudsman is my best on Saturday. Unfortunately, the price has gone to some degree, but still $8, so still a good price. Race 4, number 8 at Randwick.
Look, in the hopes of sort of keeping up with Barks and Joel, I guess I tried to go a little left field last week and have a go on the Pakenham Synthetic. Horse ran a dead last 15 lengths away, so we'll keep the Saturday, I think. $20 re-edit in the Queensland Derby around the $758 mark.
Alrighty, well, have a great long weekend, everybody. If you're in one of the states that gets a long weekend, back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.